Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Robert Rich.
Anybody have a floor?
That's it.
I don't. Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, you're going before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Roger Williams, number 675052.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left, your right, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Hill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. And to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now.
Yes, sir.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed a notification form that informs you were going to have this hearing today. You recall signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
At the bottom of page one, just above exhibits for the release, dates of release, the CSED SED date is incorrect. It should have been 11/20/2018, not 6/2/2019.
11/20/2018. Okay, so Mr. Lawrence, there's an error that they had here on the SED. Instead of 02/2019, it's 11/20/2018, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have one allegation, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 4th, 2018, per the test GCMS lab report dated May 9th, 2018. Mr. Lawrence, is that true or false?
I think it is true, sir. I did hear it.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at V-Ray, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer, says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lawrence, is that true or false?
Yes, I did change my address to really intentional.
Okay, but so you did do that, so I'm going to mark that as true, and then when we go into phase two, you'll have an opportunity to further explain that, okay?
Okay.
Based on the admission of Mr. Lawrence, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lawrence, we're going to go into phase two of your hand, sir. During phase two, the board, as I said earlier, would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. We will start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, but I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, sir, and then see if the board has any additional questions, give you the opportunity to present any information that you feel relevant to your case, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Lawrence was released from ADC custody on 2/20/2018 and arrested on 1/31/2019 by the Eloy Police Department. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2/4/2019 with an adjusted CCD of 6/2/2019 with 194 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, shoplifting, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 1988, commit burglary, third degree, 4 years. 1992, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1993, burglary, third degree, 5 years. 1998, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2000, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2002, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment G, count one, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment H, count three, aggravated assault, 3 years. 2008, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2010, commitment J, count one, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2010, commitment K, count one, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. This is his 10th term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance use score of 2. No SCG information is noted. Prior terms on supervision. 1 of 1991, temporary release. Arrested, was reinstated. 3 of 1991, reverted to parole. Arrested, revoked by VOEC. 11 of 91, temporary release, reverted to provisional release. Arrested, new conviction, revoked by VOEC. 1993, temporary release, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 1996, parole release, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 1999, TIS release, absconded for 2 days, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 2002, TIS release, absconded, 31 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2004, TIS release, absconded for 20 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2007, TIS release, absconded for 53 days, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 2009, TIS release, absconded for 17 days, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 2013, TIS release, completed, 4 months. Disciplinary is significant with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1984, burglary, first degree, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. 1987, burglary, third degree, Texas, unknown. He has a GV score of G3, V4.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Lawrence, when you were released, you were to reside at the Mesa House at 28 South Olive in Mesa, Arizona. And you stayed there until you were discharged from the home on May 3rd, 2018, due to you self-admitted using methamphetamine and heroin. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Says that you were to enter the V-Way 90-day program located at 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, Arizona. where you resided until you were leaving the facility on 7/2/2018, and now returning with your subsequent discharge from the home. Says at no time during the supervision did you request to obtain approval to change the address from your parole officer. Also says, so did you work during that period of time?
Hello?
Did you work? Did you have a job?
I was working at Wholesome Dairy. I've been working there for like 3 months.
Okay. What are you doing there?
Well, Wholesome Dairy?
Yes.
Well, I was just working the line, peeping down, everything being done.
Okay, well.
What are your jobs?
Okay, so according to your program here, sir, it looks like on May 4th you did enter the V-Ray for the 90-day RCBM program, where it was known to reside until your living condition property on 7/21, not returning with your subsequent discharge from the home due to leaving V-Ray the 90-day. Okay, so you went to V-Ray, you were in the 90-day program, but you got put out before you could complete the program, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Says you were assigned a color code of maroon, and you were directed to call for the associated color code of maroon Monday through Friday, and gave you the information in writing, and I'm looking at the supervisory notes, and doesn't look like looks like that you started out, you were doing good, you had your first two test results, it was both negative, and then looks like in May you had a positive for methamphetamine, then it looked like the remainder of the time they were all negative. But what happened? So you relapsed, or what happened?
No, I was in a simple matter of the world, especially how different to the line. A person of mine died a few years back, and she got a secret model, gunshot wound. And if you notice that when I was in prison, the same thing, I came up to her on secret model. I'm not just one of those days, I just got depressed and went out. And as far as changing address, what I'm doing, I've been coming back to you back and forth on overnight classes. And I would push the shuttle up there in Casa Grande at the end of June when I had to get back to Phoenix. This last time I got down to Casa Grande and I was right from up to the day that it was like 5 o'clock in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And the next two shows came through, were 2:30, came to Casa Phoenix. So I called people and told them that I might be late. And they said, well, you know what, you're not here by a certain time. The rules are the rules, you're going to be kicked out. And I knew I wasn't going to make it in time, so I just didn't even try. But, I think the responsibility for all the violations, I mean, I'm not asking you guys to ignore people that are from another guy's show, but we basically came with me just to express Mr. Groves, my parole officer, my sincerest apologies. He put over backwards to help me out, and he's like the best parole officer I've ever had. And when I got my dirty way and leased the house, I thought for sure I was coming back, but you work with me and got me to be with you. And so I just wanted to thank him and I apologize for all the trouble I took to. Basically, that's the whole reason for purpose of being at this hearing.
Well, Mr. Lawrence,
find out my new release date.
Okay. Mr. Lawrence, I'm going to see if the board has any questions. Seeing no questions coming from the board, sir. We're at a conclusion of your hearing. I'm going to assume that was your last statements you want to make to the board. We're going to be
getting
this into discussion. So a lot of boards in discussion, so we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You do have a release date of June 2nd of 2019, so that's your release date. The board's now going into discussion. I think Mr. Lawrence has been, you know, really honest with us. I think that, you know, it looks like, if you know, May 4th when he had a dirty UA, he came back. And he did all his UAs after that, and they were negative. And then prior to that, they were negative. Looked like he was trying to do. He says he had a job. He was working at a Wholesome Bread, and that he was catching a shuttle going back and forth home. I believe it was an ER that he was going to. And he was catching a bus and going back there. That he did change his residence without the permission, he says that he did do that. I'll tell you, you know, and he wants to, wanted to let his PO know, thank you, that he was doing a good job, but I think Mr. Lawrence right now is really trying to go on the right track. I tell you, I would have been a little bit outgoing trying to put him, reinstate him back on his community supervision since he did have an explanation, although he did use drugs, but with the number of times that he's been out on community supervision and violated or was revoked or arrested on another charge, I just can't see releasing him back out on community supervision just based on his past record and the fact that he did use drugs while he was out on parole. But that's my feelings at the time. If I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. If there are no comments coming from the colleagues, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lawrence, find that it was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and lapse was about to lapse to criminal ways or conduct, as he was an absconder for 194 days, which is a very long period of time to be an absconder. He was eventually arrested by the Eloy Police Department, and he did admit to using methamphetamine on one occasion while he was out. That would be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Neal, Mr. Canellis, Dr. Rock. Okay, Mr. Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on June 2nd of 2019. Mr. Lawrence, this sounds really like you're about ready to turn the corner and do good. You were doing good. You,
I am, sir. I am.
You have those days. And so I hope that when you're released on June 2nd, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So work with your CO3. Take advantage of it while you're there. So when you get out, sir, hopefully you'll just go ahead and be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement, sir. And go ahead and live a prosperous and peaceful life after that, okay?
Yes,
sir. All right, sir. Okay, Mr. Lawrence, just set the phone down so the next person can come in. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.